Ann Arbor drywall.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Pete from Cardiff. Try to touch base here with John. Is he in right now?
This is John. I'm sorry, you're from where?
Cardiff, Bank of Cardiff. Give you a call earlier in the year. It was in the springtime regarding equipment financing for you guys and some working capital as well. I just wanted to circle back here in the fourth quarter and, you know, see if you have any needs coming up.
No, I don't really have any need for any working capital. I've got great cash flow and great reserves. Really haven't had to get a loan for probably 25 years.
Really? Oh, good. Do you operate with a line of credit or something of that nature?
No, I'm just kind of a medium-sized contractor. I have local contractors that pay me right away, do a lot of work, and
So you don't have to deal with the Net 30 or anything like that, or not typically at least?
I'm a couple of my contractors, but maybe. I've been in business for a long time, and I get paid pretty quick from everybody. I don't remember the last time I've had to put anybody in collections, anything. So I really am about as trouble-free of a contractor as there is out there.
Do you normally write off any equipment for Section 179 or not typically?
I just have, in this business, all the equipment outside of my truck, I pay for fully. Cash. I mean, all I really have to invest in is small tools and a lot of scaffold and stuff, which I've owned for years and years. So I don't really have any big equipment of any dollar amount outside of
your work truck.
Outside of my vehicles. Yeah.
Gotcha. How often do you replace those? Every 5 years, or, you know, as needed?
Just as needed. My last one, I replaced a couple of years ago, and I had the other one for 10 years, and it looked great.
Oh, wow, 10.
Yeah, so I get a lot of mileage. Things are well taken care of. I'm kind of the exception to the rule that I realized.
Yeah, you know, from what you're telling me, it doesn't seem like we were going to be able to help you out here very much unless we catch you at the right time when you get a new truck every 5-10 years.
Yeah, really. I appreciate it, but like I said, I know that I'm kind of a little more the exception to the rule.
Yeah, I mean, of course, definitely not the typical customer I come into contact with. But you have a good rest of your day here, man, and take care. Have a good weekend, John.
You too. Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye.